USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Pennsylvania State Police believe escaped convict Danilo Cavalcante remains in state. Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens stated in a Sunday news conference, the search has shifted to northern Chester County after Cavalcante eluded a police perimeter and the stolen white van he was using was found.
After an extensive search, the vehicle was discovered abandoned in a field behind a barn in East Nantmeal Township at 10:40 a.m. Investigators have been searching the area around that location since that time.
Cavalcante is now clean-shaven and wearing a light green hoodie. President Biden says he wants China to thrive, emphasizing the importance of adhering to established regulations. He made the remarks during a press conference in Hanoi following his discussions with Vietnamese leaders.
That's what this trip is all about. Having India cooperate much more with the United States, be closer to the United States, Vietnam being closer with the United States, it's not about containing China. It's about having a stable base in the Indo-Pacific.
Biden also acknowledged the challenges facing China's economy. Dr. Anthony Fauci believes a repeat of 2020 is unlikely despite the recent rise in COVID cases.
The chances of this being an overwhelming rush of cases and hospitalizations is probably low. So I think none of us in the public health field are predicting that this is going to be a tsunami of hospitalizations and deaths the way we saw a year or more ago.
On ABC's This Week, he said he doesn't anticipate a new federal mask mandate. And the end may be in sight as Phoenix continues to endure an historic heat wave, with temperatures reaching 111 degrees on Sunday, tying a 1990 record. This marks the 55th day in 2023 where the official reading at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport has exceeded 110 degrees. However, the excessive heat warning will expire tonight. This is USA News.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. That's 800-392-1941.
A recent Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies poll indicates that despite California's blue state status, there is strong opposition to slavery reparations. Overall, the measure is rejected by a 2-to-1 margin by every demographic except blacks. Only 28% of California voters support cash reparations, while a significant 59% oppose, with 44% expressing strong opposition. Vice President Kamala Harris dismissed GOP presidential candidates' attacks at her as familiar territory.
They're scared that we will win based on the merit of the work that Joe Biden and I and our administration has done.
Speaking on CBS Face the Nation, she addressed concerns about President Biden's age and claimed that she'd be worse than him. The U.S. men's basketball team left the FIBA World Cup in the Philippines without a medal, losing to Canada 127-118 in the bronze medal game. This is only the seventh time in 38 Olympic or World Cup appearances that an American team did not medal. It's the end of an era at TV's longest-running show, NBC's Meet the Press. Host Chuck Todd signed off for the final time, ending his 9-year run.
So that's all for today. Thanks for watching. And for so many years of loyalty to me and to this show. I'm happy to say my colleague Kristen Walker is going to be here next week, because it doesn't matter who sits in this chair. If it's Sunday, it's Meet the Press.
Todd thanked his viewers and his team. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.